David Kessler is the former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration and the author of the new book that looks at why one-third of Americans are overweight and why they have a hard time keeping off the pounds. It's called The End of Overeating, Taking Control of the Insatiable American Appetite. We spoke to David Kessler earlier this week and asked him why he wanted to write this book.
I wanted to answer a very basic question. Why is it so hard for millions of us to control our weight, to resist that food in front of us? If we would just diet and exercise, we'd all be doing it. That was the question. I mean, and I was able, to relate to that because I have suits in every size.
Part of your book, the whole first section, is called Sugar, Fat, Salt, and essentially revolves around the psychology of eating, which a lot of your book actually does. But those ingredients are incredibly powerful, and they are hard to resist. Why is that?
Sugar and fat, fat, sugar, and salt, they stimulate our intake. I used to think that I was eating for nutrition, to feel satisfied. But in fact, fat, sugar, and salt stimulate us to come back for more and more.
Now, you write that by eliminating the need to chew, modern food processing allows us to eat faster. What is done to foods to make them less chewable and thus probably worse for us?
I mean, in essence, what we're eating is adult baby food. It's as if our food were pre-digested. Our food is, there are needles, hundreds of needles, that go into meat and poultry. There are fluids that are injected. Sometimes the food is bathed in this sugary fat syrup. It gets loaded and layered into our food. And that is, in essence, food has become hyper-palatable. I mean, it's stimulating us to eat more and more. And what's important, it's not that it just tastes good, but it's literally activating the brain circuits. And that's what we see when we do the neuroimaging.
We're speaking with David Kessler. He's the author of the new book, The End of Overeating. Dr. Kessler, in many ways, in fact, talking about this the sensations that one gets from eating foods, it's you write about something that I remember first recalling in Eric Schlosser's book, Fast Food Nation, that is all these companies that produce these flavorings, which make this food so irresistible in many ways, and what a big industry that really is right now.
It's very interesting. It's not just one ingredient. But it's the fact that our food has become so multisensory, so potent. If I just give you a package of sugar and say, have a good time, you're going to say, what are you talking about? But to that sugar, I add fat, I add texture, I add temperature, I add color, I add flavoring, I add the emotional gloss of advertising. I say, you can do it with your friends, I make it into entertainment. And what do we end up with? We end up with one of the most significant public health crises of our times.
Indeed, recent reports say 34% of the American public is overweight to some extent. Speaking about the sensations, the food sensation, how restaurants exploit that, the word is tossed out, entertainment, actually. In many ways, reading your book makes one really hesitant, or almost should be, to eat out at restaurants. And talking about the chains, you write a lot about Chili's, but any of these chains, these kind of bar and grill type places, where it is dangerous almost to go there, because not only will you get a lot of these foods that necessarily aren't good for you, but also you get a lot of them. You write about size of portions and how much bigger they are now, and how people feel like it's no big deal to finish it all now and not take some of it home with them.
And how hard it is to resist once you start to eat, once you get primed. Look, I'm not the food purist. You want to go eat a hamburger, that's fine, 500 calories. But it's when that 500 calories become 1,000, 1,500, even 2,000 calories. Right? Walk into one of these places. I mean, it's as if, we're living in a food carnival. Who wouldn't want to get on the rides?